Megan Duggan is captain, one of the captains of the U.S. women's team, and she joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Megan, thanks so much for doing this. First of all, just tell us a little bit about, you know, give our listeners kind of the thumbnail sketch of what the issue is here, and how does it compare to what the U.S. women's soccer team attempted to do?
Yeah, hey guys, thanks so much for the support, first of all, and for having myself on the radio this morning. You know, for us, it's we've gone back and forth with USA Hockey the last 12 to 16 months. You know, we decided after a long period that you know, we wanted to get some lawyers and really start fighting for some equitable support and wages for women in our sport. Obviously, everyone saw what the soccer team did with it, and they were super successful. And you know, for us, it's about more than just money, and it's about more than just hockey, to be honest. You know, women deserve to be treated you know, equitable to men, and we think that's important. We obviously you know, are making sacrifices here and putting a world championship on the line in order to do so. It's something that we're very proud of, and you know, we hope that we can make some strides with USA Hockey.
You know, reading the statement released by the law firm representing the women, USA Hockey pays you $1,000 a month during a 6-month Olympic residency and virtually nothing the rest of the time. Is that right? I mean, I know it's not right, but I mean, that's accurate.
That's 100% accurate. Yes. During a, during the residency period, which is the, you know, 6 or 7 months leading into the Olympic Games where the team is together all in one place training, USA Hockey provides us, with, I think the $1,000 is actually generous. And in the past it's been less than that, a month for that 6 month period. The other, 3.5 years outside of that Olympic residency program, we're not paid a single dollar aside from, you know, your standard per diem at a training camp or anything like that. Our funding, again, minimal, does come from the USOC, which is a completely separate entity from USA Hockey. They provide us with, you know, a little bit of mere funding to live on. But, you know, at this point, I think with what the women in sports, especially our team, you know, the national team and everyone that came before or after, I think what we've done and what we've put into this program, you know, I think we deserve equitable treatment to the men and other programs within USA Hockey.
Megan, if I'm not mistaken, isn't USA Hockey legally obligated to do this?
Yes. That's a portion, obviously, of our, you know, the press release that went out and something that we've researched and stood behind. The Ted Stevens Amateur Sports Act says that, you know, that they are required to provide equitable support and wage to women within the program. So really, we're just asking them to abide by that law.
Have you had a chance, you or any of the other players, had a chance to talk to maybe some of the U.S. women's soccer players to sort of get a sense of how they went about doing this and maybe get an idea of what you may face taking the stand? And I'll expand that a little bit. Has there been any conversation as well with the Canadian women's players about this? Is there any, I mean, I know you guys are arch rivals in that, but you're kind of fighting, you know, this is for the benefit of female athletes, not just in the United States, but everywhere. Has there been any sort of expression of support from that group?
There hasn't yet. We haven't been in contact with the Canadian women's hockey team. You know, if I know sport well enough and I know female athletes well enough, I can imagine that that they would support us.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we're rivals, but this, like I said, mentioned earlier, this is so much bigger than hockey, and it's so much bigger than one sport or one athlete. This is, you know, equitable support and wages for females in this country, athletes or not. So I would imagine that they would be supportive, and we'll kind of see how this unfolds. But in terms of the U.S. soccer, the lawyers that we hired at Ballard and Spahr represented the soccer girls back in the early 2000s, you know, in the Julie Foudy
mm-hmm.
days when they were fighting for a lot of the same things. So we've definitely, you know, taken a lot of their advice. And I imagine that the current U.S. soccer players will be on board in support of us as well.
As a matter of fact, Julie Foudy, I believe about 10 minutes ago, just sent out a tweet in support of the move, saying, you know, can't believe that we're still having this debate. And that's my point of view as well, Megan. I can't believe we still have this debate in 2017, where women's hockey is a marquee event at the Olympics, for God's sake. We know about the women's hockey fills arenas in Canada. I can't believe this has to be a debate now. I really just can't.
I know, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. And I think that's the end of it. I mean, it's 2017 and enough is enough. And that's, you know, I'm really, really proud of our team. You know, everyone is united in this. Our entire national team, you know, our under-18 team, our entire player pool, and all the girls involved in USA Hockey. We took a long time to really get our thoughts together and speak with the lawyers. And this is the right thing to do. Is it always easy to do the right thing or the fair thing? Absolutely not. But really proud of our team that we stand united and strong and clearly passionate about this, because the last thing we want to do is sacrifice a world championship on home soil. So, that would be amazing for us to be there. But this means a lot to us, and we're willing to put that on the line.
Is there any concern in your part, Megan? You know, let's just kind of blue sky this. Let's say that something is done that, you know, you do, that there is an advancement here, that an agreement is reached, whatever, that you know, justice is eventually done. Is there any concern that it might take away from preparation for the World Championships? Or I've got to think, look, you've got a lot of veterans in your team. You guys have been around the block a lot. I'm sure you probably discussed that as a group too, right? That, hey, if we go ahead and do this, let's also make sure that our focus is on being ready to go if this does happen.
Without question. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, when we took this on and we decided, you know, this was going to be something we were going to do as a group, you have to take the mature approach, and you have to continue to prepare yourself and put yourself in a position to, you know, win a gold medal at the World Championships, which is the ultimate goal, in the next month or so. So we've been extremely mature and extremely professional in being able to separate the two and having our conversations that we needed to have regarding this separate from, you know, our conversations about team culture and you know, technique and tactics and preparation and things like that from an on-ice perspective. So, yeah, it's a great point that you made, and we've obviously been really mindful in that area.
Megan, listen, we really appreciate you joining us on short notice. Again, best of luck. Best of luck in this. You're fighting a good fight, and I think a lot of people, you may be surprised at how many people have your back in this. Hopefully the powers that be in USA Hockey do the right thing as well.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate your support.